This is
Fast Feet
for Bricks
on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
Let's get scratching.
Hello?
Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah, part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds.
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
You have to say it.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
This is
the Fast Feet
Phone Mix
on Radio Sega.
Music cease. Activate Fast Feet. You right there? Hello, welcome to another edition of Fast Feet's Phone Mix here on Radio Sega. So yeah, we're back again this week. Another weekly delight of Sega rantings and musings. This week, we've got the Robot Wars show. And that's not what you might think, because Robot Wars is generally associated with something else other than Sega. But it's referring to the fact that tonight, we are playing music from Virtual On and Vectorman, both those series, so all the music's coming from there. But of course, remember, you can always request music from whatever Sega game. By going into our chat room, which you can find at radiosega.net, or you can just tweet it to @FastFeetMedia or the easy address of @SegaMedia. So yeah, that's that out of the way. So yeah, we're going to talk about sort of robot games tonight, and more specifically Virtual On and Vectorman in places as well. But we've got a few special guests tonight, I think, and we'll make for interesting banter tonight, shall we say. So, joining myself tonight on the phone mix, we have a regular Gerbil of A.
Hello.
We also have Silver Sonic.
Hello.
I also have my good friend SJ.
Hello.
We also have Sora the Yuxi.
What the?
Jeez. I knew the crazy bloke was there somewhere. Yeah, sorry, crazy. I meant to say good, happy. Yes, anyway. And we also have Yumi.
Hi.
Hello to you. But let's not forget our what we call a very special guest tonight. Joining us live from New Zealand, of all places, we have Naruto the Hedgehog. It's the nearest as I can pronounce that.
Kia ora, everybody!
So yeah, don't confuse him for an Aussie, because he's not.
Right.
Very easy for anyone else in the world to do, but...
Cricket and sheep.
Can you just say damn cricket and sheep and stuff?
No. I said those saying. Damn cheating, cricket cheating little...
Yeah.
Oh, they do. They do.
Sorry, no, we're just, you know, throwing anything at the cricket people in particular. Yeah, those damn cricket people, you know, they're shagging the sheep and everything. So that's what the stumps are for. Anyway, yes, we'll have none of that depravity, or not very much of it anyway. So, yeah. So, yeah. The robots. Yeah. Well, Vectorman came before Virtual On, so we'll start with that one as well. I loved Vectorman. Because Vectorman was one of two games.
Jack cracked about.
Yeah, everyone's like, "What's Vectorman? What the fuck are you talking about?" Man made out of vectors. Well, not far off there, really. Platformer game came out in the Mega Drive and had a sequel not long after, Vectorman 2. And essentially, the world had turned to garbage, and there's only robots left to clean up the mess that the human race had left over. Unfortunately, some of the robots have started rebelling and blowing
that
each other up.
That sounds very familiar, Fast Feet.
Yeah, but the game came before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, original for its time, but yeah. So platform is quite good. Vectorman I don't know which came out before, Rayman or this, but Vectorman had a similar sort of limbless body approach, where he's just made of vectors or balls. Is the nearest thing. You know, he's hard, like he's made of balls.
Or orbs.
Frozen peas.
<It's> safe.
P-Man. Yeah, I don't think that would have sounded quite as well or sold as well, but yeah, whatever. So, yeah, but a good platforming game, and you just had to go along. You had guns on your arms, which was pretty sweet. You could do double jumps as well with boost guns and all kinds of awesome stuff as well. It's what I would say, not an easy game to start off with, really, if you're new to platformers as well. I've played it all the way through a few years ago, and I came back to play again on my emulator, admittedly with the 360 controller. And boy, was I like, oh my god, this is difficult. It does feel difficult. So, yeah. So there is that. If you do want to play it, though, and you do have a 360, and I think PS3 just might be released on Sega, in sort of secret, they've actually released another compilation game based on Mega Drive games, of which Vector Man is part of. So, you know, you can go and buy that tomorrow, along with a few other Sega classics as well. So, yeah, want to play it, easy way to get it. Yeah, anyway,
at least you have a crappy. At least you're like me and you own a crappy original Xbox.
It's not called an Xbox. God. It's called an X brick because of how heavy it is.
Well, mine's actually so crap. I have to beat up the crap out of it just to get the door to open. I actually pick it up and I slam it on the ground to get the damn door to open because it just won't open.
Good.
I know. It's not my fault. My brother keeps on mucking with the door, is it? You know? Just...
I suppose not.
Yeah, any of you guys played Vectorman at all, though?
I played Vectorman. I've played it on many of the collections. I mean, like the Sonic collections and also the Mega Drive collection.
Yeah, I say, when
was
it on the Sonic collection?
Yeah, it was on the Sonic Mega Collection Plus for the PS2. Because it was an unlockable.
Yeah. I think I skipped that and just played Gems.
I don't think it was on the Mega Collection for the Xbox, though, because I had Mega Collection Plus for the Xbox. Mm-hmm. I think it was replaced for, like, Rayman or something, I don't know.
I think in the original the Japanese had like the Streets of Rage games, but we got shafted and instead we got like Vector Man and the Ooze.
Lucky
and
options.
Exactly. No, it's because of a stupid ratings debacle in America.
God, they get everything, the Asians, eh? They get everything. Lucky. Just
not only that, there was supposed to have been a 3D version of Vector Man supposed to be coming out. But that actually got scrapped, because I remember seeing a video of it off a demo disc for PS2. And I thought, well, that looks pretty interesting, but it didn't.
It was interesting, but it wasn't.
Just for an interesting note, everyone in the RSC appears to be talking about how crap the original Xbox is. I can tell you right now, the controllers are crap on the Xbox because after about a month, the internal wiring gets screwed up and they don't work half the time. Because I've only got one. I've gone through like 20 controllers in the past, like, 2 years for that flaming thing.
I'm taking issue with that. I think the Xbox, in very much way like a robot, if it had a sort of strong exterior, as it were, really, mine never broke.
It looked awesome, I didn't tell you, but it looked awesome, but it was bad.
On the outside, it looked awesome, but on the inside,
it's utterly screwed.
Yeah, I think it's the other way around, to be honest. I think it looked a bit crap and it was very heavy, but, you know, it produced the best graphics available at the time as well and had quite a good catalogue of games. Not to mention that it also had some of the great titles from the Dreamcast days, their sequels, coming onto the Xbox, like Jet Set Radio Future, Shenmue 2, so without that, we might not have had those. So, just saying.
I don't even have an original Xbox, sadly.
Yeah.
And this is when
you're lucky. You're lucky because they're a big waste of money because you always have to buy new controllers for them.
Yes.
I don't even know if I'm planning on getting a 360 anytime soon.
Oh, I'm getting a Nintendo Switch. Yeah.
I'm getting a Wii this year. The colors.
This is when everybody. This is when everyone found out. This is when everyone started to hear the term. The red ring of death.
Oh my god. I've had that happen. Yeah. I'll tell you the story. I'm gonna tell you the story because this is true. What happened was my uncle came from the other side of the island with his Xbox and he was gonna give it to me as my birthday. I already had an Xbox, but he was gonna give me one as a birthday present. So I set it up in my room and I played it for one day. The next day, I turn it on in the morning. 5 minutes later, smoke starts pouring out of the back of this Xbox. And then all of a sudden I hear this massive explosion, and then red ring comes up for 2 seconds, and then the thing died.
So let me get this straight. You're using your Xbox, and then you say that, you know, it was smoke coming out of your sex box, and then you got a red ring.
Yeah, and then it exploded.
Yes.
It just sounded like you got a red ring when you're using your sex box, that was all. Pronunciation is everything on this show.
We don't need to get off with it too
much. It's new meaning to the red ring of death, though, doesn't it, though?
Episode slowly sliding off the topic.
We always slide off the topic.
Yeah.
We find out what is funniest to prod and poker, you know, in the day. We're talking Xbox because it sounded like it.
I know how to change the subject. People who are listening right now are probably wondering why I'm here and why I'm not at school. Well, about 2 days ago, there was a 7.1 magnitude earthquake, and I don't even know if I've got a school left to go to.
Oh God!
Which actually isn't such a bad thing, actually. But. I'm sitting in my bed at 4 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't sleep for some crazy reason. Then, all of a sudden, I hear, you know that sound when a building topples over? Like when they blow up a building. It sounded like that, and then all of a sudden, the whole house started shaking. And I was like, yeah! Because it was fun, actually.
Just sitting there thinking, I knew I shouldn't have had that curry before bed. Sorry, guys. Is your house alright? Sorry.
Yeah, my house is alright. Yeah, the house is alright. Luckily, no damage that's visible, but pretty much my whole street was unaffected, but everywhere else is just completely. I'll get some pictures actually. I'll have a look on the net and I'll try and find some pictures for you.
Wish we got stuff like earthquake days. You know, best people got was like, it's slightly wet there. You'll have to wade your way into school, you know? Just like, oh, it's a bit damp. You didn't even get snow days, you know? It didn't even snow in England, you know?
This is the first real disaster. Well, no one's died, thank the Matrix, but basically, no one's died, but there's lots of structural damage, pretty much. That's about it.
Yeah.
We just get the economy because now builders got more work. It all works out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. You meet the IRC set.
You meet the sex box?
I think we've gone past the sex box a bit of it.
Can
now,
we stop talking about that now?
we're like getting off subject now.
Yeah. Kind of.
Look, there are plenty of other websites in the world where you can talk about your sex box. It's just not here. It was a brief musing, okay? Anyway.
I'm looking up. I think I've found a site.
I could have closed the topic slightly more back to Vector Man, to be honest, Trey.
Yeah.
I don't know what else came on par with Sonic, as far as, you know, Sonic was obviously the platform of a Sega console, but I think Vector Man certainly came close, and it was another of the Sega sort of, you know, mascots almost in some respects there, so, you know, I've always seen it as one of Sega mascots, although I think it's Blue Sky, like Entertainment or made it or something like that, whether they were third party or part of Sega, I don't know, but that's one for someone else to find out, which I'm sure in the IRC room they will, yeah. Add a nice little storyline to it, add some good tunes to it as well, really, which we'll play out in a bit as well, really. So, definitely a good mix as usual, and I think that's what we're trying to do each week, is just show off the cool games and the ones that had the best music as well, so, yeah.
Alright, that's the most important thing, isn't it? The music.
Yeah.
One of the most important things, at least.
It's one of the most important things, yes. And no glitchiness is another important thing.
To find glitches on Vector Man, to be honest, really. Yeah, I don't think people were really looking for glitches those days. You know, these days would be different. But very much in the same theme. Vector Man is one of the few games Sega haven't remade, along with Streets of Rage sort of thing, and I'd love for them to do it. I think a 3D version of Vector Man would work really, really well at the end of the day, really.
I'd probably buy it.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
They've got Vanquish coming out now, Sega, and they're just releasing demos of it and stuff like that, which is like I think it's either first person or third person robot sort of shoot 'em up game, really. So not quite in the same vein as what we're talking about, but you know, we need some newer platformers.
Yeah, shoot 'em up.
There's too many shoot 'em ups on the market, really. I think there is, and I think you need to have some more platformers, some good original platformers. Right, this is a remake, but you know, pretty original, I think, to put it back into the mix.
But so, what kind? And I know platform, but would you have it like sandbox or level based?
I think level based is the way it'd have to go, to be honest, really. Sandbox is an interesting concept, but I just think you want to keep the format of the original game, but and a story as well, but just put it into 3D. And I think, unlike Sonic, because it's such a fast game, you have to create so much for it, and it's so fast, it doesn't always work. Vector Man, a bit slower by comparison, and you could, you know, have interchangeable weapons on your hands and that sort of thing. You could give Vector Man a bit of personality, perhaps. It would be quite cool. Come on, Sega, sit down and work it out.
I think I've found some good pictures of some structural damage. Putting a link to of some structural damage. What the hell?
Sounds like it's still going on there. You know, sounds
like a. That was, I don't know. Something
that was
going
my
back
brother.
There.
The heck? That was my brother. It sounds like Justin Bieber.
Oh my god!
I told him to shut up.
I remember back in the RSC a couple of weeks ago, we were killing Justin Bieber fans by speaking in capitals. Oh no, it was Twilight. Oh, it was that one. Damn it. That was fun. That was you fun. Twilight fuckers!
Whoa.
We're back to the main subject of
Yeah, let's do that. Although, Carson Fern came up with a nice interesting idea. Dr. Robotnik has robots, and I think he's sort of pushing it towards Vector Man, crossing that over. Imagine Vector Man Sonic crossover, that would be interesting. I'm your friend, and Sonic not talking, and then, you know, Vector Man kicking some Robotnik sort of robots. It'd be interesting, but I don't think that should be the first game. Maybe a sequel, perhaps, really. Definitely some cameos. Who knows?
It's a good change of pace to Sonic.
Like, everyone is wishing for Sonic and Knight to have a game together.
I'm going to look up bits and pieces about Vector Man, because if Sega have rights on it, possibly, then maybe they might be able to revive it. If it's not their own rights, then
That link that I've put in, there's more than one picture. If you click next, there's like a whole bunch of damaged pictures for you. Just...
Oh, I didn't see those. Oh, that's what you had to do.
You go next. More pictures, but there's a lot of structural damage, and guess there's also accounts of sand actually coming up out of the road, and they're calling them sand volcanoes.
Cool. That does not sound good.
Basically, in the cracks, what's happening? It's a mixture of water and sand, and it's like just coming out of the water pipes.
It doesn't sound as bad as a volcano where you've got, you know, piping hot, you know, molten lava coming out. You've just got tiny bits of sand being thrown at you. Ooh, what's up? Oh, my eye! Carson Inferno says, just curious, you guys sound like you're on laughing gas. Well, yeah, welcome to the phone mix. That's usually what happens, you know.
Yes,
exploring every possibility and laughing our ass off at it, basically.
Really grumpy. I got really grumpy the day of the earthquake because I had to miss half of Sega Ages because I had no power.
Yeah, that is a bit of a downside, but you know, you still have a house on your hands, so...
At least my house doesn't look like the house that's in that picture. that was bad. No one died. I'm so surprised that no one's died. Well, there was one dude who had a heart attack, but he didn't die.
Oh. Okay, back... Subject
Back to Vector Man or something.
Yeah, we keep swearing in and off on it.
Excellent. Right, I think there's plenty of banter on the old Vector Man, so we might come back to a bit more info on Virtual On, which is the other game we're focusing on tonight. So yeah, remember, if you do want to request any music, come on IRC people, I want to hear some requests. So get them in by direct messaging them, and I'll see them there, or tweet them to at Fastbeat Media or at Sega Media. We'll get them that way and we'll put them on. It can be anything, not just Sega music. So yeah, I want to hear some.
Resident SD is saying, bloody earthquake, why couldn't you hit during Saturday Night Sega?
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
that's good. Wow.
An earthquake ruined my listener audience. Oh no.
Because Inferno's just said, pick the man calls the earthquake.
Well, I've got a request, hold on. I've got a request, but I'm gonna type it in the IRC instead.
Right. We'll leave it at that, so we will come back to a bit more banter on Earthquakes, Vector Man, and Virtual on All Things Alike. You're listening to Fastbeat's Foamix.
This is Fastbeat Foamix on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
Want to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
This is Fast Feet Film Mix on Radio Sega.
Hello and welcome back to the Foam Mix. Yes, we're all sounding like demented chickens right now. And to further explain that, it's just a quick scratch impression from Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. So don't worry, no bad poisoning from KFC or anything like that. You know, it's all good.
And Fast Feet, how the hell did you get into Sonic Colors?
I don't know, obviously they thought my character's quite good inspiration to put into a Sonic game, so yeah, somehow my character, or my furry as we used to call them, has ended up in Sonic Colors. Because my character essentially is a slightly varied version of Sonic, where he's in a sort of maroon, crimson, sort of red, basically. Yeah. And
It looks like some Sega might have gotten Eggman to hack into your computer and steal all your sprite sheets or something.
There is a lot of parts of artwork.
That's what happened.
So yeah, that sounds quite possible. Yeah, over the years, people
have done a lot of different drawings. Well, at least you're in the Sonic game.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to welcome SMX onto the Foamix, who's just called in. So hello, SMX.
Yo!
Great. Right, so yeah, we are talking Vector Man and Virtual On tonight on the robot theme, so we'll just carry on a bit onto Virtual On. So, to enlighten all of you further, Virtual On, another robot game, but it's like a beat 'em up, effectively, and you've got to control your robot in a third person view, and you've got three weapons, basically, and you've got maneuverability to jump around, change the camera angles, and that sort of thing as well. But you get a square arena to obviously move around and destroy your foe, as it were. And there's about 10 different robots to start with, all with lots of different weapons as well, really. Like massive laser beams, or just grenades, and just guns on their arms. Awesome stuff, really.
Sweet.
And then you had the second game as well, which was Virtual On Orlotiangio Tangram, or something to that effect. So, in the end, that came out...
Mario Tangram, I think it's pronounced.
Yeah, something like that.
Which system was Virtual On for?
Virtual One came out on the Saturn originally, and it was also in the arcades, yeah. And the second one came out on the Naomi system in the arcades, and it also came out on the Dreamcast, and it was also re-released on Xbox Live Arcade recently as well.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. Xbox Live Arcade is awesome. You can get every awesome game that's ever...
Yeah, Sonic Adventure's going to be hitting there soon, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to get a... I'm getting a 360 for my birthday, so...
Yeah
10 days, yeah.
So yeah, 10 days to find Sonic Adventure on the Xbox Live Arcade and maybe the PS and PS PlayStation Network. We're not sure about that yet. But yeah, it is coming to the arcade.
Unfortunately, I only have a Wii.
Me too. I have a Wii and a PS2. That's it.
It's better than having an original Xbox, mate. It's better than that. Besides, I'm getting a Wii this year.
From what I hear, the Sonic Adventure for the Xbox Live Arcade is basically a Sonic DX for the GameCube.
Yeah, it's that version. Rather than give it the Dreamcast one, but I mean, yeah. It's, so I don't know if they can call that a Dreamcast game by that matter, but I mean, yeah, Sonic Adventure originally called that a Dreamcast, so yeah. You know, it's bad.
But yeah, I think the graphics are better though.
Yeah, it definitely looks really nice in high definition.
Oh, the graphics. Oh, yeah.
High def, yeah.
I'm so jealous, I want to get an Xbox 360.
I wonder if they're gonna bring other Dreamcast games out in the following weeks.
Maybe.
Yeah, Crazy Taxi's definitely been confirmed. I like to think they're gonna get Jet Set Radio out there as well. Rez has already sort of come out in the Live Arcade, so they probably wouldn't do that game.
Crazy Taxi's one of my favorite games.
Yeah, the only problem I'm thinking about Crazy Taxi is, what about the music?
Yeah, there's always been that issue, so...
Yeah, I think they're gonna have to. I think they might have to do go and.
Well,
put other music on instead.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
my one bit game turned itself on. I have this little square black block that plays like Tetris and stuff on it. Like one bit the game.
Sounds like a humongous waste of money, but hey, what do I know?
Yeah,
it was only 50 cents, mate. It was only
50 cents on a one-bit game is still too much, I think.
Now, I know you've probably already seen this, but the Chinese have been putting Sonic illegally on products again, but check this one out.
you've probably seen it. Check this one out. I'll put a link in the RRC. Just hold on.
Oh my god! Oh,
it's good. Like a cigarette should.
But if you look at, but if you look closer, look what it says at the above. You might think it's real.
Candy
but
cigarette.
Yes.
That looks so wrong almost for me, because I was thinking, oh, there's cigarettes with fruit and Sonic on it. How backwards can you get? But obviously it's candy, so.
So
that
can
make
candy.
That's one way to make Sonic look bad, by putting him on a package of cigarettes.
I mean, yeah, it's candy though, but still.
It's candy. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I...
And they actually have
not
specific flavors for it.
So it's not only the Flintstones, it's Sonic that condones cigarettes.
If anyone else wants to find some hilarious products like them out there, we've got Sonic on them, or Sega for that matter, let us know in the RC room or tweet it to us. But I suppose we'll continue to browse through and see what we get, but geez, yeah, that's something else.
Yeah, that's a good picture. I think I've seen it before.
That's the pinnacle. That is pretty much the pinnacle of that type of thing to happen. I mean, just think about it. What's next? Sonic brand guns.
And plus,
Shadow brand guns.
I think the ultimate thing we've got here is gun branded guns.
That's nice. Good.
So you know it's a gun, one way or another.
Another thought came to mind with the cigarettes. Since when does Sonic endorse smoking, really? That's what another thought.
When a bunch of Chinese 8-year-olds decided to do something on paint and put him on there. That's how.
Well,
yeah. They decided to force Sonic to endorse smoking, which is a bad thing.
Well, it kind of goes against Sonic, really, because, you know, Sonic is all about running and good health and...
Yeah. Eat a few fruits and vegetables, kids!
That's a good one as well.
Somehow we always stray from... We always stray onto that blue guy. Somehow.
Well, it's not our fault. He's just so cool, that's why.
Yeah. I wonder why he's blue, because he's chain smoking. I can barely breathe. Yeah, Paige in the RC's got another good one. Knuckle dusters. Knuckles dusters. Just imagine that underground crime. Right now, I'm going to give you a one more. With my knuckles branded dusters. Booyah.
Listen to what East D said.
Amy Brand Mallets.
Gun from Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah.
See, Sega really did undermine this whole product potential there is from Sonic.
Amy Brand.
Oh,
wait,
Sonic.
I got another one. I got another one. Never mind. I might not want to say that online. But it had something to do with the whole ruse of that.
D'Artagnan is funny.
This is a phone mix, feel free to say anything. We are on a sort of an explicit show, so it doesn't really matter what you say, to be honest, really, unless it's that controversial.
Yeah. Just as long as it isn't too explicit.
Yes, yeah. Go on, go on.
Well, I was thinking of Bruce being posted on tag of,
Unless you just said another one, that's funny. Look at that quote. It's hilarious.
For a long day running, I like smoke Sonic cigarettes. Because if you don't smoke my fags, it makes you crack like a potmaker.
Vector branded microphones and cream branded cream.
And Ruth branded underwear.
Oh, come on.
Which...
I'm sorry.
Which is quite ironic when you think about it.
We're gonna make everyone sleep so much more easily tonight, aren't we?
Yes.
I was going to say, I was going to say, guns. I was going to say,
Tem bombs, but
Oh god.
Okay, I think we're going a little bit away from the topic again.
I think about a mile away from the topic, so let's all go back.
Yeah.
Go back.
Anyway,
So, robot-based games.
All right, settle down. All right? All right, Ross, I'll get my gun out and point it at you. So, yeah, settle down. Just to recapitulate on some of the things that are going on at the moment as well, with the Fomix, I will say that we are obviously on the season 2 of the show here, so we've had a bit more of a longer run than last time. Last time in series 1, we only did 10 episodes. This year, we've doubled that to 20 episodes. However, we are on episode 16 now, I think. So that leaves 4 shows realistically left over. What we're going to do is we're going to have those 4 shows, and then I think at the end, we usually provide a bit of special content for an extra episode or two. One thing I'm thinking of doing, possibly, is to do some proper mixing rather than just obviously what we do on the show now, and actually provide a proper DJ set where we're going to mix in things properly and make them sound really good, a bit more professionally. So that is one option. But just a heads up, 4 more episodes of the Fomix left before we end the season. We will be back for a 3rd season, I can say that much definitely. But a bit of time, to be honest, needs to go into Sega Media, because I'm really pushing stuff at that moment and I'm struggling to find a bit of time for it. So having a Sunday night would be very beneficial to do that. Some of the stuff really is coming along and pointing in the right direction, but just to get it polished into the way I want it to look, there's that. So tying in the end of Fomix with sort of Sega Media launching and then obviously the new season coming out, and we will revise it. To be honest, don't know whether I'll do that Fomix again. I mean, it's been a great show to do and obviously have lots of people on at the same time, but I'm really keen to do my own show and do something by myself. So, you know, watch the space. Radio Sega, you'll find the updates as to what's happening with the shows. I think Fomix might get replaced by another show, because there are a couple more potentially lined up as well.
Temporarily, yeah. Can I just say that before we go into something else, Paige has just put in silver branded bullets in case of wear hots.
That's just no good.
And Metal Sonic can openers.
Transformers, Sonic lawsuit in disguise. Something like that. Yeah.
Tails branded elect.
Tails branded electronic.
Tails electric. If you mean it's Tails electric.
Yeah, new show. That's another possibility. A retro show. Maybe that's a possibility because I've got a couple of staff members I know who really want to do retro stuff. Oh, and on that note, I have a staff member of mine who's able to access.
Hold on.
Some Hold on, what? Gotta adjust your underwear or something, what? So important to interrupt me.
Sorry.
Alright, SJ, go sit in the corner for a bit. Anyway.
Sorry, I said hang on there. I just had a bit of a problem, that's all.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll see. There might be a lot of freebies we might be giving away soon on Sega Media as well, because we seem to have gained a bit of access to some exclusive Sega merch, so we might give some stuff away in the future, so keep an eye out for that too. We will come back after another short musical break and discuss Virtual On a bit before we go on our 3rd and final segment of the show as well. But once again, any more things you want to add in as far as requests go, get them in the RC or tweet them. You know the address now, Fastnet Media or Sega Media. Put an at symbol in front of that, because you know how Twitter works. If you don't, then that's your problem. Anyway, we'll be back.
Then again, we will be talking about what we're supposed to be talking about, unless we go off topic again.
Yeah.
Which we probably will.
More than likely.
Which we probably will.
Yeah.
So.
We cover a bit of the show, then we talk about all this random stuff, which is fun and irrelevant, but fun nonetheless. Anyway, you're listening to Fast Feet's Phone Mix with me, Fast Feet, and my guests. We'll be back after this short musical break. You're listening to Radio Sega.
This is Fast Feet Phone Mix on Radio Sega.
This is Fast Feet Film Mix on Radio Sega.
For this Sunday's Sega Madness, which is focusing on Vector Man. Not madness in that way, just lots of fun, shall we say. So yeah, before it goes all chaotic again, we were talking about Virtual On. Now Virtual On is just essentially a beat-em-up game in robot form, and there is a new game coming out actually. It finally decides to make another version of the game, which is fantastic news. I believe it's coming out on PS3 input and Xbox as well. And it's going to be slightly better because now you can have 2v2 games now. So you can have more players on the screen as well, really. And hopefully they'll make some nice improvements to the robots themselves as far as weaponry goes. The control system for Virtual On, once it reached the second game, was very intricate though. Particularly if you play it on the 360 in the arcade. Like, there's certainly new controls. Every button is used and does something, and it's got to be really good at it to kick ass at it. Playing it online, there's either just loads of Japanese people and the occasional sort of, you know, UK person, Australian, American, New Zealand person, you know. you play someone in Japan, you get your ass kicked because they're really, really good at that sort of stuff in Japan. But yeah, promises to be quite good, so I'm looking forward to that coming out as well, really. So we shall see what that actually comes out. Yeah, Virtual On Force is what it's called, so that's going to be on 360 at the very least. So I'll be keeping very firm eyes on that one in particular as well, really. So yeah, SJ's now left us for the evening, so goodbye to him. But everyone else is still here with me, so yeah.
Yo!
Yo!
Hey, what's up?
So yeah, let's just see what the RC room is chatting about. Mainly the return of Gavi, who's just poked his head in for the evening as well, really. iPhone multitasking, very boring stuff. We're talking about remote DJing. Who wants to hire me as their DJ? I can remotely DJ for you, no matter where you are.
I'd love that at my school disco, but I'd get murdered by Justin Bieber fan.
Who is that? School bully or something?
Fast Feet. Fast Feet. Worldwide in DJ. Everywhere.
Say that again. Say it again. I didn't catch it.
Fast Feet, worldwide DJ, even if he's not there.
I am the virtual DJ.
Just for fun, I'm going to put up a picture that you're probably going to want to talk about. It's a real Pokemon!
Wait a minute, it says it's not available. Wait, never mind. No, it does.
Real Pokemon, I'll stop.
Sending failed.
It fails pursuit. I don't know
what
why.
What in the hell is that?
Maybe Nate, maybe you can send it and maybe it'll work for everyone else.
How do we get on Pokemon?
Yeah, it's not Sega related.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about Pokemon, to be honest, really. Nothing related to Sega or what we're talking about tonight at all, so...
We'll go back to that in the last...
Say what? I got a bit garbled there, but hey. No? Alright, never mind.
We're never going to be allowed on this show.
Yeah.
Can we go on the left, right field, out the stadium, onto the highway?
Yeah.
We talked about pretty much everything tonight.
Yeah, I think we've covered most things, to be honest, really. So, yeah, I don't know, we might have to wrap it up the evening, actually.
Gabby killed the chat. What?
He's also killed a lot of chat now as well.
Gotta catch you all, Pokemon.
This is really ultimately where the Hag of the Week sort of comes into play, and who is going to get a Hag of the Week, really? I will say Hag of the Week is something that is not a permanent fixture of the Fomix anymore. It's something that I may dish out, not on the other hand, because we didn't do it last week. Didn't feel like anyone deserved it in particular as well, really. But,
wait a minute.
I don't know. Who should I prey upon for the Hag of the Week?
Wait a minute, I thought Josh got it last week.
Let's talk about
Josh
how crap Pokemon
is.
I don't know if I should do that, because the person sitting behind me might get a bit angry if I do that. It is, it's a bit. There we have it, officially new Pokemon is a bit crap.
Oh, they are. I mean, well, some of them are alright, but not all of them.
What is that?
D'Artagnan said we haven't talked about Virtual On yet.
Yeah.
Virtual On should destroy Pokemon.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting episode.
While Virtual On appears.
Have you seen that white legendary Pokemon?
We're straying everywhere.
We talked about Virtual On a little bit, really. We've talked about the games that have come out for it, the platforms they're on, and what's coming out soon. So I think we've talked about it a little bit. I mean, alright, let's go into it a little bit more. My favourite characters and stages, I think, from it. One of my favourite was one of the slightly shorter, fatter robots. I can't remember the names of them because they have really weird, unusual names. Or you had the one that looked quite military, and the weapons, the sort of fat, dumpy one, had a really, really powerful laser which could take half your energy away, which was pretty sweet as well. Had a few grenades and shoot weapons as well. The other army based one, he was really agile and could move around really quickly. He was quite good to play as well, because in typical sort of beat 'em up style, the female characters are a lot more nimble, they're a lot more faster, so they're quite good to play as, but they do take hits a bit more easily and take more damage sometimes, so that's kind of how they balance out the sort of gameplay mechanics as well. But I mean, I would say that, yeah, that guy is pretty good, but his weaponry is not quite as good, to be honest. The last boss in this game is so weird, but so cool at the same time. You fight just this massive, basically shape-shifting sort of block thing, really, and throws about millions of weapons towards you. It's pretty hard to kill, but once you do, you know, destroys like entire the moon, pretty much, really. So, pretty nuts as far as it goes.
I used to love Virtual On. It's like the only fighting beat-em-up type thing I've ever liked. I used to play it for hours and hours and hours.
I think what we need to do with virtual now is make a bit more customization perhaps available, so you can get like a shop of weapons and change over bits and pieces, and that would be quite cool, I reckon. Then it would affect your robot as far as weight, how fast they go. Don't get to too much, you know, try and keep it simple, but I mean, just have a lot more flexibility in what you can do weapons wise. Try and simplify the control system a little bit, really, because I think that'll make it a bit more accessible for everyone. Because no, it seems like because of that system in Japanese, I seem to have a sort of instinctual sort of advantage, which I don't like. And because of that, Sega, because it's, you know, it's been more aimed towards Japanese people, there's hardly anyone to play online, which really annoys me, because I think more people should be enjoying this great game. So, geez, sort it out, Sega.
One word!
I don't know, anyone else? Comments? Thoughts on Virtual On?
This sounds like a really cool game.
And, yeah.
If I were able to get it, I would definitely get it. But I have a Wii.
Well, that's the thing, they should do multi-platform as well. No reason why they can't. I think they'll find more of an audience on it for the 360 and PlayStation 3 perhaps as well, but who knows, you know. It all comes down to who they got to really think, Sega, what's going to sell, what's going to make them money at the end of the day, really. So, I mean, their profits have been going up a bit more now.
Yeah, they need
news.
To make more money to put into Sonic the Hedgehog. Just to waste it away.
What I'm kind of wondering is why they didn't port it to Wii. I got an idea.
We'll make tons and tons of money with these other games and then blow it all on Sonic 06.
Okay. I'm not instigating one little bit of that at all, to be honest, Rick.
No, not explode. Wait. Not explode. Implode.
What's better, an explode or an implode, you know? I like the implode a bit more.
Implode means that.
Oh. Anyway. I mean, the episode's called Robot Wars episode, and everyone's thinking, ooh. Robot Wars? And they just started thinking about Robot Wars, the TV show, and the sort of thing that went on from that, where people made their own robots and battled against each other. I love it to bits.
That show was awesome.
Because I feel as much as it's a Sega show, we should touch upon it a little bit, so, but yeah. Was a very good
I know
show.
You probably don't care, but I'm editing my sprite character.
I think we're calling it a night towards now, to be honest, really. So, and everyone's sort of a little bit in the chat room. So, we'll see how things go. There's going to be a number of updates on Farsight Media, soon to be Sega Media, very soon. In fact, I'm putting some bits of music up, which I should have put up a long time ago, including Best of Crush 40 and the Best of Sonics going up as well.
Yeah.
All of the podcasts, by the way, including this show, etc., will be up to date. They are up to date now, actually, aside from this show, so you'll be able to check them out on fastfitmedia.net and download them. We're talking about easily over 100 podcasts you can choose from to listen to now, really, which you can stick, of course, on your iPod or your iPhone or, you know, just listen to at home. So, yeah, check them out. There's a lot of different things to listen to, so we can Sega, they're all there to listen to. But anyway, I think we'll leave it on that plugging note for this week, and be back next week with another theme show. If anyone's got any ideas, you know, don't hesitate to sort of, you know, leave some comments on the site or tweet them to me, I'll see what I can do. Particularly if you've got any special music you want played, I'll put that on as well, really. But I mean, we'll leave it for this week. Let me know, of course, and we'll get on with it, really. I'd like to give a special thanks out for Noretsu for joining us from New Zealand. Be a rarity.
Yo!
Thanks, dude, for coming on. It's been good. It's been a very good guest.
I know. And I might be able to make it to the final episode, possibly, depending on when school term ends. I might be able to make it.
Yeah, I think what we might do with like the final episode or the one afterwards, we might just do a big mix and have some of my favourite guests on the show just to have a sort of one-to-one with you and have a chat. So we'll see.
I'll see what I have to see, because I think school term ends in like 3 to 4 weeks or something, so we'll see what happens.
I have a bit of an idea for next week's show, but I don't know. I mean, since the conversation usually strays towards him, why don't we talk about a game from Sonic, I guess?
Well, we're trying to avoid Sonic, because the amount of times we keep talking about Summer of Sonic, so we're trying to avoid that for the moment.
Why don't we, maybe a show about a specific artist, maybe, or something like that, maybe.
Well, I don't know how that works.
Well, who knows? Well, well, it's just an idea.
We'll figure it out. We'll come back to next week and just, you know, figure it out then.
But, yeah, Billy, yeah. Well, you mean yous can figure it out, because this earthquake scare will probably be done by next week. Bugger.
Oh, SD has an idea in the IRC. SD has an idea. Midnight Street Racer tracks.
Driving games, maybe. We'll see. But Metropolis Street Racer.
Yeah, driving.
We'll see. Anyway.
That's a good idea.
The Sonic Drift series.
Maybe you can put a Bash in
here. That'd be a very short show, to be honest. Anyway, yeah. That's been another phone mix.
Well,
for this
if
week.
We're doing the driving games.
Yeah.
Just lump them in there with those.
We'll come to it next
week.
Any
driving games.
Right, that's been this week's phone mix, so we're going to leave it at there. It's goodbye from me, Fast Feet. As usual, we'll see you again in a week's time, next Sunday at 9 p.m. We've also got coming up this week, no Sega Jukebox, unfortunately, again. Hopefully, we'll be returning a week after that. But you can check out Resident SD's Sega Ages on Friday at 9, and you can also check out Saturday Night Sega with Gabby on Saturday at 9, and you can also check out, finally on Sunday next week, Radio Redux with Archangel UK and Echo Hawk from 7 p.m, and we'll be back next week at 9.
On two final notes, one, Gabby, this is how Kiwis sound, and two, to Tamina Iwi away, ta-da-da-da way, to Tamina.
It's only fair we let New Zealand get their sort of shout once in a while.
And on that note,
we get them on the show.
And on that bombshell, it's time to end the show.
So yeah, it's goodbye from me and goodbye from all my guests tonight.
Good later.
Bye.
Later.
Yes, see you again in a week's time. Bye bye.
This is Last Beat for Bricks on Radio Sega.
Want to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.